Welcome to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so excited that you have joined us today. We'll be right back. Welcome to VFN Radio, and we're so glad that you're joining us.
My goodness, it just seems a little hazy this morning on our music, but I just want to say, you know, I am glad to be here.
I'm glad to be here too. Oh my goodness, I want to give a shout out this morning to Abe. Abe, I'm glad to know that you're listening to VFN Radio and you're being encouraged every day.
Well, hello, Abe.
We are going to get together, Abe. I got your message, man. It was awesome. Very good. I had an awesome encounter, by the way, yesterday. I got to tell you about this.
Yes, tell me about it.
Now, I went out for a brief moment last night to get some dinner for my family. I went to take out, got a little something special there. And when I came home, as I was entering the door, a gentleman calls out for me. And I said, you know, hey, you know, snags me down. I said, hey, how you doing? Comes on over. And this awesome divine appointment, I just met a pastor who lives in my neighborhood, and he had heard about me and wanted to get together, and so we had some time of fellowship and encouragement, and I want to give a shout-out to Pastor Raul today. I know he's listening, told me he's downloading the app, but it was awesome how God just connected us together. That one split second, our paths crossed, and he had heard of me, and I had heard of him, and we finally had a chance to meet and talk, and we were greatly encouraged. So that's pretty cool.
But also, welcome, Pastor. We also want to welcome also as a new listener in Ripley, Ohio.
Hey.
We want to welcome this morning Marianne. You know, welcome to the VFN family radio audience. Also, Doris, we want to welcome you as well. It's amazing what's happening there, you know, and how, you know, God's just expanding our audience, and we're here, Doris, to be able to encourage you and to just it's exciting to see
yes.
what the Lord is doing. Also, Josh, you know, we want to welcome you, Josh Alvarez, you know, a new listener, you know, from New Jersey.
That's actually, right. What's up, Josh?
What's up, Josh? You know, from New Jersey and just all over, you know, you're joining us. It's exciting to see, you know, how, you know, God is just expanding, you know, our audience. Also, Lucretia, we want to welcome Lucretia Hosh in Birmingham. You know, we know Lucretia, but we're glad to have you joining us in our listening audience from Birmingham. It's just so neat and so encouraging to see, you know, how God is expanding, you know, his kingdom, and that there's hope. We're bringing you hope. Yeah, we're looking at the truth square in the eye. But then we're shining the light of God's word on it to find out what's really going on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then we're finding out that we can be inspired because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And then we want to activate you. We want to activate you to be able to just do everything that God has predestined for you to do because of all the seasons that you could have lived. I mean, think about it, John. Of all the seasons that we could have lived, God said, this is your season. This is your time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Acts 17 says he picks the very time, the very place, the very season, the very address. Mm-hmm. And he does all this to see if we would reach out for him, though he's not far from us. No, reaching out for him is not something we do, you know, up under a bush somewhere. I mean, reaching out for him is reaching out for him as God, acknowledging him as the Lord, the creator of the universe, giving him credit where credit is due, that he's the one that gives us the very air that we breathe. And has selected us and forgave us and loves us. And he desires that no man would perish outside of knowing him. And he wants to live forever with all of us. But each of us have a choice to make. And that's reaching out to him. Reaching out to him, you know, is not something, you know, where somebody says, hey, I'm with you. And it's like, why do you only tell me that when we're alone? You know, why do you only tell me that when I'm alone? I mean, if you would tell me that we were a crowd of 400 people just yesterday and you did not say, I'm with him. But when we're alone, I mean, you're my biggest cheerleader, you know, and so many people are like that with the Lord, aren't they? They're like, you know, and he's like, you know, if you're really with me, he says, if you deny me before men, you know, I'll deny you before my Father.
All right. That's right.
And so, you know, Nicodemus, going like, hey, Jesus, you know, the crew don't know I'm out here. And we've had a lot of, those counters.
Got the Jesus pin and the Jesus cross outside when you're amongst the family, amongst the church, when you head outside in public, in goes the Jesus cross and Bible can't be found. Come on now.
Yeah. We've seen several Nicodemuses. Nicodemus eyes.
Yeah.
And they're going to say, you know, I want to encourage you that, you know, so Nicodemus is going like, okay, what do I need to do?
Nick at night.
What do I need to do? And Jesus says, you must be born again. I'm sure you know. And Nicodemus going like, shh. You know, I mean, come on. You know, that eternity's for real. But if we're living for this life alone, Paul said we should be pitied more than anybody else. If you're down in the dumps and if you're looking at things thinking it's hopeless because you're not thinking about eternity, if you're a believer in what God has called you to, God has called us to eternity with him. If you haven't yet gone to the torch, the VFN torch, you get to it at VFNTV.com. Go there and just type in heaven in the upper right-hand area of the search, and you'll search an article where, you know, a seven-year-old sees heaven and begins to draw it out. Or, you know, 90 minutes in heaven, you'll see somebody who was there for 90 minutes and how awesome heaven is. Even the sound of heaven is good.
Mm.
The question is, if we don't do what's right here, we won't be there for what's right there.
Mm. I heard that.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody's not in a better place.
I know that's right.
But when you're doing the right thing, it don't always feel like the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, you know, that those who desire to do the wrong thing are not encouraging you in the process of doing the right thing. Isn't that how that works?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's amazing. Like, oh, I thought you would be my encourager. Well, I didn't know you were going to be talking about, you know, what I was doing was wrong.
I know.
You know?
You bring that truth around here. Come on, put that light away.
Yeah. You know, and I just want to, you know, give a shout out to all of our Facebook friends out there. It's exciting to see you guys coming on and joining our over 3,152 likes that are there. You know, like us. You know, go to VFNTV.com, click on our Facebook, and join the likes. And, you know, like-minded people walk together. And
that's right.
And we need, it's a day and time where we need to encourage each other, because we're going to be sharing some things today in the first hour and the second hour that are, you know, it is fact. It's what's really going on. But then we're going to shine the light of God's word on it. And you're going to know, oh, okay. But then we're going to inspire you that you know, you're the answer. Christ in you is the answer. You know, the Christ in you is the hope of glory.
Mm-hmm.
If we want to see God's glory manifest in America again, it's going to be the church finding out that Christ in them is the hope for that to take place.
That's right.
You know, and it's not Christ in a physical building, but it's Christ in you as the building of Christ. I mean, you are God's workmanship. Mm-hmm. You're his building, and that he loves you. He's got a plan for your life. But he's also given us the great commission, not the great suggestion.
Right.
You know, not the great idea, not the great, I'll pay somebody else to do it. I mean, every one of us are going to stand before him and say, you know, who did you tell?
That's right.
You know, I heard, you know, a statistic that I believe, John, isn't 95%. You know, not it's not a present day statistic, but it's a statistic that was recent. That 95% of people in America who profess to be a Christian don't lead one person to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's true.
95%. You know, really just like, oh my goodness, if we love him, how can we not tell people about him?
Right.
That's right.
I want to encourage you this morning that's what we're doing at VFN TV in the daily VFN radio program. Every single day, 24 hours a day, on the VFN Torch, at VFNTV.com, VFN Radio, we are bringing, with the VFN TV apps and VFN television, all the things that we're doing is doing just that. And so, you know, one way that you can join the 5% is partner with VFN TV and the daily radio program. And then we together, you know, you lead them to VFN TV, you lead them to VFN Radio, and together we will lead them to the Lord.
Absolutely.
Does that make sense? We'll lead them to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. We'll lead them together, and not only lead them, but we won't leave them, L-E-A-V-E. We won't leave them. We will stay with them on a continual basis to encourage them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want to encourage you. Listen, you need encouragement when darkness is so prevalent, and when wrong is preached as right, and that when there's more bad than good, and that it seems like, is there any good on your mind at any time?
Right,
and then all the virtualness that's about today, you know, that, you know, you can't help but things hit your eyes and things you got to just like, you're constantly just like, oh, turning your head and turning your, and, you know, and hoping that it doesn't hook you, you know, by the grace of God, that God would keep you no matter what it is. And we need each other to be able to do that. And we need a plan to be able to do that. We need, did God leave us here with no idea and no wisdom how to walk with him? He told us in John 15 that we can do nothing outside of personally abiding with him.
Yeah.
And abiding has been so defined by so many different things other than what it really is, And it's very, very simple. As a matter of fact, I'm fixing to make available right now the definition of a simple, abiding with the Lord. But understand this, that he didn't leave us without a simple plan to be able to abide with him. Mm-hmm. I mean, he tells us how to do it. And if you want to define abiding, you would define, because it's John 15, he says, apart from abiding in me, you can do nothing. Well, this is how we define it, and it's biblically correct. I mean, you can verify it, but we describe it as abiding. We describe abiding as spending time with God regularly, not religiously, but regularly.
Mm-hmm.
Reading his word, which is the Bible. Hiding his word in our hearts, which is word memorization. Mm-hmm. Thy word hath I hid in my heart that I wouldn't sin against you. Communicating with God. That means praying, talking, and listening, and then obeying what he says or impresses on you to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Obedience. That's simple.
Right.
And you can do this out. I mean, just you and Jesus, this can happen.
That's right.
You know, we get together, as the church, which are believers in Christ, we just say amen because you've been hearing the same Jesus I've been hearing.
That's right.
You're
Monday,
reading the same.
Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah,
Thursday.
Yeah. 24/7, Jesus that's in right. the morning, Jesus at lunch, Jesus at supper time. And he speaks to us. And so he left us a plan. And if you don't have that plan right now, you can find that plan. You can find a plan. We have a simple plan for you to get you started. It's at iAbide, just like iPhone,
mm-hmm.
iTouch,
iPad,
the letter I, iAbide.org. Mm-hmm. And you can go there and just read a little bit about it, and it just kind of encourages you. And then you can request a free instant, by the way. The second you request it, you'll instantly get a simple plan. It was which coach was it that in the Miami Dolphins? He said, I have to.
Coach Landry.
Coach Landry's
Cowboys.
The coach Landry of the Cowboys said, about his players. He says, I have to get them to do what they don't want to do so they can have what they always wanted to have their entire life.
Mm-hmm.
And that, as believers, listen, we're called to more than this,
mm-hmm.
And we all know it.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about it is, what do we have to, we have to get our flesh to do what it doesn't want to do. Submit to God, right? Mm-hmm. To have what we know in our heart that God wants us to have.
Right.
Does that make sense? And so,
yeah, absolutely.
And so you just need a plan to do that. And we have a simple plan for you, a simple abiding plan that even children are hearing from God with this. You don't mm-hmm. you don't need all this technology and everything. You just need you, Jesus, a Bible, and a simple little journal that you can get from anywhere, just a blank journal. And mm-hmm. you'll be surprised. And a crayon. If you don't have a pencil, get a crayon.
Right.
Or, like Abe Lincoln, go into the fireplace and get a piece of coal and write on, whatever. I mean, it's amazing what God can do. So I want to encourage you this morning. Some of the things we're going to be sharing with you, we're sharing them because it's happening. Mm-hmm. We're sharing them because God's telling us to. He's compelling us to. But we're also going to illuminate it with God's word, and shine the light of God's word on it. And then be inspired. Hang around for the inspiration to understand that it's God is looking for heroes in this generation.
Mm-hmm.
And a hero is somebody who does what's right at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones who responded to the season. They responded to what was going on. If there was a fire and there was somebody trapped, that hero, that woman or that man, that young man or young woman, they ran into the house and they saved the child.
Mm-hmm.
That was what was happening.
Sure.
But what's happening right now, we need Jonas. Mm-hmm. We need Jonah heroes. We need Joshua heroes.
Right.
We need people who are willing to stand up and say, you know what? We need Jeremiah heroes. We need mm-hmm. people who will just tell it like it is and hopes that people will respond to it and be convicted in the core of their hearts and turn back to God. And we would be blessed or continue to be blessed as a people, as a nation, and as a church.
Mm-hmm.
And so be encouraged. And then we want to activate you in that, activate mm-hmm. you that, and if you haven't yet, been connected or related to being activated in your calling, what God's called you to do. I mean, you can do that. You know, VFNfamily.org, we have a way to do that. I mean, God is poured into our heart, his word, and in his word, you know, as people, when they look at VFN, for example, Vine Fellowship Network, they go, this is nothing but the word of God.
Right.
Isn't that how it always is supposed to be? Why would be anything else, you know? And, but they say, oh, this is great. It just all makes sense that, you know, the book of Acts is not a history book. It's what's supposed to be happening in my life as a believer, that these signs, Jesus said, follow those who believe.
Yeah.
You know, those who believe don't follow signs, you know?
It's an operating manual.
It's an operating manual. And, you know, Americans were guilty today of not pulling that book out of the glove box and seeing how the car works. You know, how many are guilty of the church not pulling the Bible out to find out how we work and how God works and how things happen? Well, you can find out about that. We even have Vine Fellowship Network University, VFNU.org. You know, if you're feeling called to go deeper in God and deeper, you know, in possibly shepherding God's people, you know, being a leader and one that protects and defends and trains and loves and connects people to God, you know, and launches them into their destiny. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about that. That we have everything that you can think of, every part of that, we have that, you know, available for you at vfnfamily.org. There's just so much. We just want to make sure that we're in a new, this is like the Gutenberg printing press today. What we're coming to you over and what we'll be coming to you over and have been is like the Gutenberg printing press of our day. Prior to this printing press, that the Bible was kept, the word of God was kept by priests who did not trust the commoner, you know, with the word. And so they, and what they found out when the commoner and the plow man got the Bible, you know, they would get this big Bible, they'd buy it and share it in the city, and they'd sit around and somebody would read it. They would, you know, put them in prison. They would cut their heads off. Sure. They would call it treason, because it wasn't the fact they really didn't trust them. They realized once everybody knew the truth, then you could... They found out that they were doing things that weren't right according to the truth.
That's right.
You know, and they didn't like that. And so then they had the Gutenberg printing press. And so they went and tried to seize the press. They tried to, they burned people at us. They burned them with fire till they died because of this. But yet today we have the Bible. We have so many Bibles.
Right.
And, you know, there was a day that the church did not have the Bible, did not have the
That's
word.
Right.
And God said, you know, I want my people to have the word.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that now this is what the Lord is saying. You know, I want my church back. I want my church back. You know, think about it. You know, either God is God or he's not.
That's right.
And he is.
That's right.
Either God can or he just can't. But he can. Either you can add to God or you can't, and you can't. The question is, do you believe this? Do you believe, again, that he is God and that he can do all things and he holds all things together? Listen, we're looking for a people. We're looking for men and women who will rise to the occasion despite the strongholds of a religious spirit, despite the sword that's rising higher and higher and higher in our faces, that will just say, you know what? I want to be a part of the army, you know, spiritual army that says, God, I will follow the blueprint for turning the heart of this nation and turning the heart of this generation. I want to be a part of something sort of like, you know, Gideon's army. You know what I'm saying? Remember Gideon, that Gideon rose up and God said, who me? Why would you choose me? I'm the weakest in the least. I'm eking out 11. And God's going, that's the reason why I chose you. And then he says thousands of people come, but then they find out after the thousands of people leave the camping trip. No, after thousands of people leave, they find out the price involved in that, and they're fearful, and they're scared, and they're not willing to give things up, and so they leave. And then eventually, God puts 300 people around Gideon that God was going to deliver an entire nation from the captivity of strife, the captivity of the Midianites, who actually held God's people captive, who overtaxed them, who oppressed them, who did all these things to them. Maybe you're being called. Maybe you're the one that's called to be to lead. Maybe you have this inside of you, and you looked at what was, and you thought, this is just, I can't be a part of this chaos, because you have lead in you. You have leadership in you. You have, You have that. You're that person that would lead the platoon. You're that person that would go take the hill. You're the one that if God said do it, you would do it. And you look around and you go, "There's not anybody doing anything, much less taking the hill. I'm not gonna play at this. I want to obey God. I want to go after God." You know, maybe Gideon's army is for you. You know, Gideon's army is what we call, through a rhema word of God, it was confirmed through my spiritual father, Ken Summerall, a special forces that God's put together to be able to be a part, almost like a flank, if you would, in the spiritual battle. I mean, he's doing this all over the place, to be a part of bringing God. God wants his church back.
Right. That's right.
And it's going to take people who are willing to stand up for God and follow the blueprint from heaven that Gideon didn't have. But God had, and when they applied that, when they blew the horns and smashed their pitchers and all this kind of stuff, even though it looked like it was totally terrible, what happened? The enemy turned on themselves. Listen, they're going to turn on themselves if we'll rise up and declare the glory of God. If we'll repent and we'll turn back to God, they'll turn on themselves. Well, it looks like it's totally over. They were coming in against God's people to destroy them. You know, God surrounded them with a few. They obeyed the voice of God. And God turned them in on themselves. And next thing you know, the few chased after the many. And nobody joined in till God got all the credit. God wants his church back. He wants to be God again in your life. He wants to be God again in what you call your ministry. He wants to be God again in your abiding time, in your marriage, in your family, in your nation. It's time. I mean, he is God. But he wants to be God in your life, in your nation, in your business, in your family, and in your marriage. Well, you can find out more about Gideon's Army and all that we're doing at greglancasterministries.org. That's where it just kind of just everything that God has given us. It just kind of, you can get to it from right there. All the different diverse things, including the prophecy of Elijah and what God. I mean, we didn't just get here. This has been a journey of preparation. And and why we're able to be as strong right now as we are, because we've been through a lot.
That's right.
You know, and what we profess and what we've seen it. You know, we're just not naming names. You know, we've seen it. But really, it's a spirit. Realize this, that when Peter was, you know, saying things he shouldn't have been saying at the time that he said it, that Jesus understood that Peter could be used by him once he's gone through the process. And so he didn't write Peter off, and we don't write any. God loves the church, and we need the church. If you haven't yet read the prophetic word from Rick Joyner called The Torch and the Sword, which is really a Gideon's word, you know, for a day, and understanding that you will be encouraged, because you don't want to hurt the church. You want to encourage the church. But you have to understand, the church is not buildings or organization. The church is people. But one way to help the church is tell the church the truth, so the church could respond to the truth. But, you know, we're not helping anybody by not telling them the truth. We're not helping people by saying, "Oh, you're the vain philosophies and traditions of man, no big deal. You don't really need the power of God, and you don't need the word of God." It's like, no, we need God.
Right.
So I just want to encourage you this morning. If that's you, if you're like, you know, I'm ready, you know, I'm seeing all this stuff going on. And right now people are turning to politics. They're putting their trust in men, Mormons and Muslims.
Right.
You know, it's crazy things that are going on right now, instead of putting their trust in God. And realize God's bigger than all of that. And God loves all these people that are all of us. And that it's for us to preach the truth to them so that they can find God, just like we have found God, and God will forgive them as he's forgiven us, and he'll bring us back to a nation that where, you know, we're blessed again. We're blessed again as a nation. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
Well, you can find out more about all of that, of course, at greglancasterministries.org. I mean, that's Vine Fellowship Network, Gideon's Army, VFNU, VFN TV, VFN Radio. It's all birthing apostolically out of what God is saying to us in this word for this generation. It's totally awesome. God is good. God can. Like I said, God is God. You can't add to him. And yes, he can. We'll be right back.
Steve, Pat, I got to tell you. I've had two experiences when it comes to reading the Bible. I've read the Bible before, and it was like a dictionary.
Yeah.
Didn't make any sense. Right. Couldn't understand it.
Right.
And after one page, I said, okay, that's enough.
Yeah.
But then I've had another experience.
Yeah.
And that's when I spent time abiding with God.
Big difference.
That the Bible literally has come alive. Mm-hmm. That which with each word as I read, each verse, I just sense God's presence with me.
Mm-hmm.
I sense that he's speaking to me. And I find that his word gives me direction. It gives me the light that I need. I tell you, if you've read the Bible before and you're struggling because it just doesn't make sense, maybe you don't know where to start, I want to encourage you to get a plan at iabide.org. It's a plan, a very simple plan. It's going to help you to have an abiding relationship. What does that mean? That means that you're going to find a set time, a set place where you're just not going to try to study the Bible because you can't study the Bible. It's not a tutorial. Mm. It's not a textbook. It's a living book that comes with the author. And you're going to have an opportunity to sit and engage God, and he's going to engage you. iabide.org, where you can learn to hear the voice of God.
Welcome back to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me in the studios is John Ramos and Pat Hamilton. Well, here we are. We're coming back. It seems something. Y'all can fix that. Sounds a little bit weird on that this morning. But I just want to say this morning that, you know, be encouraged. The Lord is with us. The Lord is in us. And that there is big time hope. But I do want to say this morning, you know, I don't know if y'all heard about it or not, but the West Nile virus that's taking place right now, the CDC reported that now there's over 1,100 cases of the West Nile virus just through August, just through August, and 41 deaths.
Wow.
The Center for Disease Control said Wednesday, this is shaping up to be the worst year ever for the West Nile virus infection and deaths in the U.S. that's taking place because of it. You know, we want to pray for those, the 1,100 that have been affected. We want to pray for those who are, suffering right now, that God can heal them and, deliver them. And, he can turn this around.
All right.
But I know John Paul Jackson spoke about, you know, that there would be a plague. You know, there'd be a small plague and there'd be a bigger plague. And it looks like maybe West Nile might be part of that. It might be part of this particular situation. So we want to pray for them. We want to pray that that God would turn this. You know, remember, God's desire is that everybody would be not be sick, to be healed, and that we would turn to God. So we want to believe that God would turn, heal us, stop this plague, stop this West Nile virus, this transfer, you know, by mosquitoes. It's pretty prevalent in Texas. And some of the things they talk about, just to encourage you, and we'll make this available on the VFN Torch for you. Even the article that I just read, we'll make that available as well. Here's some things that you can do, some tips to be able to prevent, you know, possible infection of the West Nile virus, which is when a mosquito comes to you and, and draws blood out of your body, they can transfer, you know, whatever they have, that virus. Right. And the first thing is, you know, pray, you know, ask God's protection. But, you know, this is some of the things. Remove standing water to stop mosquitoes from multiplying. You know, mosquitoes multiply, or they lay eggs in still water, not moving water. So if you have like a tire or a 5-gallon bucket or an old dog dish or, you know, something in your yard, a little puddle or a bird bath or something that's just sitting there with water in it, that can breed the West Nile virus.
Right.
It can breed. So you want to, you know, keep that standing water gone. You want to drain water from garbage cans, house gutters, buckets, pool covers, coolers, toys, flower pots. You know, also you want to discard old tires, drums, bottles, cans. It doesn't take much water to be able to do that. I'm reading this. We're going to make this available also on the VFN Torch. You know, empty and clean bird baths and pet water bowls and protect your boats and vehicles from rain gathering up. The big thing is puddling up. When water puddles up, it seems, that's going to be your problem. Mm-hmm. It puddles up and, you know, mosquitoes, you know, start laying eggs. They'll float over water. They'll lay their eggs in the water and they'll hatch in the water. You want to cover your skin with some sort of clothing or repellent. You know, they talk about the different kind of things that you can do that with. Cover your doors and windows with screens to keep, you know, mosquitoes from coming in. Repair broken screens, or, you know, if maybe there's a hole in your screen or something of that nature. And we were going to put some things up about DEET, you know, DEET and what they're saying about it and being able to put that on. But products with concentrations up to 30% DEET are generally recommended, they say. You know, and you can find out more about this on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and prepare yourself, you know, pray about it. Pray protection over your community. Pray protection over your family. Mm-hmm. You know, pray protection over your home. And then do, you know, I always say, you know, like what my brother Ken would always say, is take two aspirins and pray.
Right.
You know, do something spiritually and also do something naturally.
All right.
You know, do them both, you know, and just believe God, you know. Wisdom does prevail in the end, you know.
Absolutely.
If the mosquito can't get to you, it can't bite you. You know, it doesn't bite you anyway, but it sticks its little thing and, you know, whatever, and does all that kind of stuff. Well, but just be prepared. Pray for these families. I'm at 1,100.
That's a lot.
1,100 cases of West Nile virus reported through August. You know, we're just getting started because there wasn't a cold winter, they didn't freeze. Mm-hmm. And it's like pestilence, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Based on what John Paul Jackson talked about, you know, he's a prophet with Streams Ministries back in 2008 and 2010, he began to prophesy. And one thing he said about this is that, you know, how bad will this get? That was the question. How bad will these things get? We're seeing all these different things taking place. Well, it will be bad up until the point that we repent.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So it can stop. Minimum force necessary. If you haven't yet gone to the VFN Torch and listened to or your highlights on your phone application, you know, minimum force necessary, you know, that, you know, God wants us to repent. And so let's just repent. I mean, look what can happen. Look at the drought that's taking place. You know, there's a drought, right, in the middle, and it's the worst ever. They're saying now that you can even see this particular article on your VFN TV app, also on the Torch, about they're saying water's more precious than gold. I mean, whoever thunk that? You know, water's more precious than gold. But you know, God told us that.
He sure did.
You know, God, remember flipping that coin?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. God told us that would take place, and you could be prepared. And I want to encourage you too that not only that, so that the answer is not to just look and think, oh my goodness, this is so bad. Realize, no, we've been bad. Mm-hmm. As a people, we've turned away from God's way, but we can turn back to God, not to religion. Go to the Word of God. Read the Bible for yourself, the Holy Bible for yourself. Read the Word of God and spend time with God. Abide with Him and turn back to Him fully yourself. And God will begin to speak to you. He says, hear what my Spirit says to the churches and abide with Him, and He will. And also, you can go to VFN TV. I mean, we have prophetic precept upon precept words to be able to share with you what's going on, why it's going on, what does God say about it? You know, is America under judgment? If it is, what do we do? And what is God looking for? And what does justice really mean? Does justice mean I get destroyed? Or does justice mean what God did on the cross with Jesus, and that I will be destroyed if I don't turn to Jesus? But if I turn to Jesus, he takes the justice that was due me on himself, and it just magnifies the awesomeness of Jesus. It just magnifies how awesome he is and what he did on the cross. And no more will people put aside what God did through his son to pay the price for us. Because God is just, and he's the one that justifies. But he served justice on his son so that he could be in relationship with you. But if you skip his son, if you skip the cross, and say you got a relationship with God, that's just like some myth. That's just some, you know, Jesus said this, any other way other than him is a thief and a robber.
Right.
And so the only way to God to survive, I mean, you can get to God and die in his presence because of refusing to take yourself to the cross and seek the doorway, which is Jesus Christ, and his very presence will judge sin, and justice will be served on you. But if you say, you know what, I can't do this thing outside of Jesus Christ, I accept your way, God, to you, and it's through Jesus Christ, and he goes, I accept that. I accept that. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, with that, I just want to encourage you this morning that even though we're sharing these things that are going on, and there's going to be a lot more if we don't turn. There's going to be a lot more taking place if we don't turn fully back to God. And so I just want to encourage you this morning with that. This morning I want to talk about in our wisdom moment, about from Proverbs 23. And Proverbs 23, 4 through 5. You know, we always have a wisdom moment where we're sharing the wisdom of God's word. And in that, we want God's wisdom to come over us, because you can have all the knowledge in the world, but you can be absent of wisdom. And wisdom's the proper application of knowledge. And, you know, man, I need some wisdom. And I know that when you look around, you're thinking wisdom's crying in the streets. It's shouting to the streets. And in that, who's responding to wisdom's voice? You know, who's responding to wisdom's voice? And we want to respond to it. We want to respond to wisdom's voice. We want to be able to say, God, we want your wisdom. And we do that every day. It's the 23rd of the month. So we're looking at Proverbs 23. There's 31 chapters in Proverbs. So we just look at the corresponding chapter of Proverbs for that day. And whatever verses the Lord just kind of lays on our heart, we just share. And today's Proverbs 23, verse 4 and 5. 23, verse 4 and 5. It reads, "Do not wear yourself out to get rich." I mean, think about that.
Right.
Do not wear yourself out to get rich. Have the wisdom to show restraint.
Mm-hmm.
Cast but a glance at riches, and they are gone. For they will surely sprout wings and fly off to the sky like an eagle.
Right.
I mean, how many people are trusting in riches now?
Mm.
I mean, the answer for everything, it seems, in America is more money, including the church is saying, if we just had more money,
right.
If we just had more money. And but Jesus said, you can't serve both God and money.
That's right.
You'll either hate the one and despise the other, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got to choose who your God's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And if you spend more time running after riches than running after God, then riches have become your God.
That's right. Mm.
And wisdom says this. Wisdom says, do not wear yourself out. Do not wear yourself out to get rich. I have seen so many people. And it's like, how much more do you need?
Right.
You know, how much you know, I can see somebody working hard as a gift that God's given them to be able to, you know, transfer wealth into the kingdom of God. I mean, multi-millions, I could see that.
Right.
But if all you're doing is stacking it up and hoarding it, that's your wealth is testifying against you, James says, and it will be used against you in the day of judgment. And so, you know, Proverbs 23:4 is letting us know, he says, you know, don't wear yourself out to get rich. You know, have wisdom to show restraint. In other words, you know, there'll be food tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do you need for today?
That's right.
You know, what do you need for today? When I think about it, I think about, you know, Matthew chapter 6, where Jesus is talking about that. Jesus is talking about this in the Sermon on the Mount. Y'all remember that?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. And he's telling us, you know, we shouldn't worry about these things. You know, he says this, he says it in Matthew 6:25. Jesus says, he says, don't worry about your life, what you'll eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Mm. Are you not more important than they?
Wow.
This is Jesus talking to you.
Yeah.
Who are you? By worrying. Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life?
Right.
Worrying actually takes away life.
Sure does.
Yeah.
And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the fields grow? This is God speaking through his son, Jesus Christ, who said nothing and did nothing unless God, the creator, his father, said it. So he's repeating to us what the God who's holding everything together, he's actually telling us how it all works. And he says, and why do you worry about clothes? See the lily of the fields and how they grow? They do not labor or spin, yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all of his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today, John, and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little
faith?
Oh, my goodness. Faith is being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you don't see. If I'm running after riches, I'm not running after God because I'm trusting in riches. My faith is in more money, not in more God.
That's right.
So the key to how I actually have peace in my life and how I have confidence in my life is that I have faith in God.
Right.
I'm sure and certain that if he takes care of the birds and feeds them who does nothing, if he takes care and dresses up the beauty of the the flowers in the field, you know, who are here today and gone tomorrow, he's going to take care of me.
That's right.
He says, so don't worry. This is what he said. Don't worry, saying, what shall I eat or what shall I drink or what shall I wear? He says, for the pagans. And you're, I mean, if you don't have to look as far anymore for this. For the pagans run after these things. And your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Think about it. That's the key. Seeking God. You know, if you seek me with all of your heart, he says, you'll find me. You'll find me. He says, but seek first the kingdom of God, not clothes, money, stuff, and things. He says, seek the kingdom of God first and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. What? Clothes, food, shelter, you know, provision, all that thing that God's going to take care of you. So many people are running after that verse, and then they say, I'm going to get with God, and it just doesn't work out. They're like their money is in a bowl with holes in it, you know? Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. So it's okay to just live in the moment, not ignorantly, not without wisdom, not without preparation, not without abiding with God, not about taking care of your responsibilities, but in regards to running after more when you really don't need more because you have enough for today. The wisdom moment for today is Proverbs 23, 4, and 5. Do not wear yourself out to get rich. Have wisdom to show restraint. Cast but a glance at riches and they are gone. For they will surely sprout wings and fly off to the sky like an eagle.
Fantastic. It's such an awesome word. You know, all we can do is trust the Lord and keep our faith in him. He says you can, he says by doing, adding a very little thing. He calls it a little thing. By where you can't even add an hour to your life. God's got us. And anywhere that we're putting our confidence, anywhere that we're putting our trust, it's time to get that confidence and that trust, the substance of things hoped for, and put it in the Lord. Because he'll guide us in every step of the way. He is faithful when we're unfaithful.
Well, you know, we're going to talk about, you know, in this, in the extra hour, we're going to be talking about, you know, Christianity. We're going to be talking about, you know, Islam. Also, we're going to talk about, you know, what's taking place in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. We're amazed at some of the things that are going on. Islam in the West, it seems to be a huge rise of Islam. And we want to say this before we start talking about it, and we're going to mention it again in the extra hour. And we'll always preface what we're saying with JJ. So you want to talk about JJ. And it's, and when you hear JJ, we're saying it that way so that you remember it. Because if we don't preface what we're saying with JJ, and we'll tell you what JJ means in a minute, then, you know, the enemy's going to twist it and call it intolerance. And that's the last thing that a Christian is being. We're not supposed to be, and that's not our goal. But the two J's stand for Jesus and the Jews.
Right.
That you have to understand. I remember I was talking to John Stemberger, you know, with he's the one responsible for putting the marriage amendment on the Florida Constitution. He's also the one that represented or began to represent a 70-year-old, a child who was a child of a Muslim parents who were going to try to ship her back to, you know, one of the Arab countries from America because she got saved. She became a Christian. And she was concerned that, you know, they were going to harm her.
Right.
You know, because this is the thing is, JJ, you have to understand, JJ, that the Quran, which is the book that was written by Muhammad, which is the prophet that followers of Islam, which are called Muslims, they follow. And you need to read it. You don't just listen to the latest interview about it. Look at it. As a matter of fact, you can go to the VFN Torch and compare. You have the Bible right beside the Quran. You can see the two right there. And we have some teachings on VFN TV to talk about it. And so John Stenberger, you know, I talked to John Stenberger. We had him here for VFNU. He was speaking to our leaders and about their about how to, you know, lead in regards to the First Amendment and be in the church and not be restrained and, you know, what your rights are and that type of thing. And we appreciate John for doing that. And, but in that, I was talking to him and he's explaining to me that he says, well, you know, that, a friend of his told him that you have to understand this way this works is that, this is his friend telling John, this is not John. John's just repeating what his friend had told him that there is there's radical Islam and then there's another form of Islam, but then there's their moderate, and there's the backslidden Islam, basically. He didn't use the backslidden, the people that don't even know the Quran. Then you have the moderate who actually sees it, what it says in the Quran, but they've moderated it. They kind of fix, you know, sort of like Mormonism moderated their book, Mormon. They kind of just adjust. And, you know, the 15th edition. And then,
false.
But then you have the radical Islam. And so, they've separated themselves from radical. But what does radical really mean? I mean, what does radical? Radical means, you know, that you read it and you believe it and you do it. I mean, and so, and I said, well, so he's saying, so the hope for America, his friend's telling him, the hope for America is that that is the moderate Muslim, the one who's moderate.
The backslidden Muslim.
Well, the moderate Muslim. And I said, well, you know, John, that I can understand what you're talking about. But the thing about it is that in Christianity and following the Lord, when Christians follow Jesus, the other J in JJ, is that the very fact that we preach Jesus as the way to God, they consider that adversarial, that that there's three goals for that. There's three goals in the Quran for that is either convert, put in servitude, or to kill. You know, and with us, with the Bible, it's like we love our enemies. And so there's a big contrast there.
Huge.
You know, one is, you know, gets hit in the face and the cheek and they turn the other cheek, you know, and the other one, takes the head off of the one who didn't choose to follow their God. I mean, it's a huge...
Total contrast.
And so then preaching Jesus is considered an offense to the ones who follow Islam. And so the only way you can appease that spirit is to not preach Jesus. And he's like, well, yeah, that's, you know, he's saying, you know, he's kind of painting that out, you know, and he's going, well, so then I said, so then you're saying this, the only hope for America is a backslidden Muslim and a backslidden Christian.
Wow.
And he paused for a moment and he's like, yeah. And the thing about it is, you know, a backslidden Christian is not sliding into heaven. I mean, you know what I'm saying? There's no such thing as, is really, those are, you know, different terms. Yeah. And so, understanding that it's not that Christians, you know, that follow Jesus cannot live and coexist with anybody who serves any other, you know, God, which we consider false, you know, we can do that. We can coexist. We can live up under Pharaoh. We can live up under, you know, in China. I mean, look what's happening in China. But the thing about it is, if the very fact you're going to kill us and oppress us and put us in servitude and kidnap our women and force them into Islam and bring in a caliphate, and your goal is to destroy the Christians and the Jews, because the other G is Jews, that they believe that, and the Quran says, and it's not going to be over until a rock says, come over here and look at me, there's still a Jew under me, come out and destroy this Jew. I mean, they're against they're against Jesus and the Jews. Right. And the Quran says that, and you can see this on the VFN Torch, go to VFNTV.com and click on the Torch, just type in Islam. We have a lot of different things right there trying to seek an understanding of it and our on our contrast between the two. But understanding that they want to destroy the Jews. That's their goal. Their goal is, the reason why you're seeing Israel surrounded right now by this Arab Spring, that which our President Barack Obama and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, which, by the way, was just voted for the second year in a row the second most powerful woman in the world.
Interesting.
Up under Merkel, the president of Germany. The chancellor, whatever her, she is of the most powerful woman in the world. And they're orchestrating all this. And so there's a storm brewing, America. Church, and that's who we're talking to. We're, you know, this what VFN Radio is for. It's not, we're not talking to the world. We're talking to the church. I mean, that's, and the church is not buildings or organizations. It's people who profess to be believers of Jesus Christ to encourage you, to inspire you, to challenge you, to activate you. But we're also talking to the ones that have gone astray in hopes that God would lead you back, and those that are being drawn to God. Maybe the Lord is beginning to speak to you and call you in, and that we're here to be able to encourage you on that journey to God. And you can go to meetmyfather.org, where we shared a couple of our stories. And you can find out how to meet God through his son, Jesus Christ. Understand JJ. This is JJ, Jesus and the Jews. Understand this, that the Quran says that Jesus is not the son of God. And that he will have to come back and repent for calling himself the son of God. Now, if Jesus, and he is, the only way to God, Islam denies access to God by denying the sonship of Jesus Christ.
Right.
I mean, think about that. I mean, Yusuf right now, right?
That's right.
Yusuf is in prison in Iran. They're going to have his trial September the
8th.
September?
He's been in prison now for over 3 years for trying to evangelize.
Where Muslims. At and where at and what is the primary religion of that land?
Well, it's Muslim, and it's in Iran. And so he's been in prison now for 3 years. 3 years. And they try to arrest him on these false charges for, you know, rape and extortion. And when they dug up and found out what the arrest report was for religious-based purposes, which is basically, you know, trying to preach the gospel and for witnessing to Muslims. And they put him in prison. And now, because there's an outcry from the church, and I know many of us have been praying, but now other countries have stepped up, and Great Britain, the United States, Brazil, they're all demanding for his release. But this is an aggressive religion that wants to do everything in its power to stop the spreading of Christianity and to stop the mentioning of Jesus Christ as the only way.
Yeah, and the thing, you can't evil can't coexist with good. It can't.
Yeah.
It doesn't coexist. And so the very first international war that, you know, America ever fought was in. It was a war against the Muslims, because they had no choice. They hated to do it because, you know, they were just trying to build their country. We fought for our country and just wanted just to be ourselves and do our thing. But Islam was encroaching in, even in that day. You know, we're a relatively new country, but, you know, they were encroaching in. They realized, you know, we had to do something because they mean us harm.
It's like the snake and the frog, huh?
Yeah, that's exactly like the snake and the frog. Well, explain that.
Well, you know, there was a... You tell this often, but there was a snake who tells a frog, listen, if you get me up to the top of this hill, I promise I won't eat you. And so the frog thinks about it for a little while and says, okay, I'll help you out. So the snake curls up amongst the frog, and then the frog jumps up and climbs up to the top of this hill mountain. And lo and behold, the snake eats the frog. So the other animals that are watching this all take place said, what in the world? Why in the world? Why in the world did you let, you know, did he let the frog take him up there? You know, what happened there? The other guy says, well, he knew what he was when he took him up there.
He knew what he was when you made the covenant.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. When you made the contract, when you said, hey, let's do this thing. You knew that's I right. was a snake from the beginning.
Right from the jump.
Right from the jump. Isn't that something?
It's crazy.
Yeah, it kind of makes sense.
This all
yeah.
over the place.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, speaking of that, so you're going to hear JJ talk a lot. We want to bring up JJ because Islam is just one amongst many men. I mean, men are very religious. I mean, you have a lot of different, you know, men trying to find God. And they end up getting twisted or things happen mm-hmm. or getting led astray. But it's a man's desire to find God. But in regards to Islam, it's Satan's desire to destroy mankind who doesn't serve Satan, you know.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
It's the antithesis. They're waiting for their, and you've got to go to VFN TV. You've got to see, you know, Christianity, America, Israel, and Islam. You've got to hear that. You got to hear what's going on. I don't know how much time we have left. But if we repent, I know if God did it for Nineveh and he was concerned about, he called them a great city, that I know that God's concerned about America and he calls it a great nation.
Mm-hmm.
But it still had God's plan that he was raising a sword against it.
Right.
And we're going to be talking about, so we're not speaking against any religion in per se. We're just exposing it for that it's against the United States Constitution and it's against the Christians.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
JJ wants to kill Jesus and Jews. They want to kill, you know, those that follow Jesus, which are Christians, mm-hmm. and follow and destroy the Jews. And in that you just can't partner with somebody who wants to kill you.
That's right.
And the caliphate, which is the ultimate goal of a non-backslidden Muslim, because this is what I said to John Stenberger. I said, so if the hope for America is a moderate or a backslidden Muslim and a backslidden Christian, what happens if the Muslim repents?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what happens if they have this encounter and they say, you know what, you know, I've been sinning, I'm a backslidden Muslim, I'm going to go read the Quran, and they become what they would define as radical. But a radical Christian, this is what a radical Christian does. He turns the other cheek.
Right.
A radical mm-hmm. Christian sells himself into slavery that he might win a few and that God may receive his reward, like the Moravians.
Right.
That's right.
A radical Christian is like Mike Bickle, who says, I'll pray till I can't pray anymore and I'll bring this next generation in, like IHOP Kansas City, mm-hmm. International House of Prayer Kansas City. A radical Christian is somebody like Lou Engle, who says, listen, we've got to stand in the gap. A radical Christian is somebody like Coach McCartney with the Promise Keepers. A radical Christian is like Mother Teresa, who goes and a radical Christian is totally contradicts a That's radical right. religious person, because a radical Christian is wanting to manifest and share the love of the Father with as many people as they can through Jesus Christ. And Satan hates that. Mm-hmm. Satan hates that, because that's, I mean, any God you want to, you can talk about, but you can't talk about the God through his son, Jesus Christ, because he's the real God. That's why people get upset about it that it aren't with God. Mm-hmm. And that's why you can't pray in his name. And understand mm-hmm. this, that means that the God you serve, if you serve Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then you are serving the correct God. Well, we're coming to the end of this first hour. Join us. We're going to be talking about Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and the 50,000 square foot mosque that just opened when I was up there just the other day. We're going to talk about Islam in the West, how that it's increasing. We're going to talk about the Democratic National Convention is bringing 20,000 Muslims, and they're going to actually celebrate and defend Islam in the Democratic National Convention on September the 4th. We've got so many things to be able to tell you. You'll be really, really shocked. We want to bring you God's perspective. God bless. We look forward to seeing you on the other side in the extra hour. If you're leaving us, God bless you. Have a good, wonderful day. Don't forget you can find us at bfntv.com. Download our app at the App Store with your mobile device. And you can catch the extra hour later on bfntv.com or your phone application. God bless. And those joining us, we'll see you on the other side. Have a blessed day.